Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, May 7th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the blockade is unbelievable. The Navy's been incredible. The job they did, it's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through.
Trump says war with Iran will end quickly, and social media giants to be grilled by TDs and senators. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Donald Trump has claimed the Iran war will be over quickly as he looks to secure a deal with Iran to end the conflict. The US president says talks have gone well over the last 24 hours. It could mean restrictions are lifted by both sides at the Strait of Hormuz. American efforts to escort stranded vessels through the shipping waterway were paused after a matter of hours. President Trump says the US is in good shape.
We're dealing with people that want to make a deal very much, and we'll see whether or not they can make a deal that's satisfactory to us. We have it very much under control. The blockade is unbelievable. The Navy's been incredible. The job they did, it's like a wall of steel. Nobody goes through.
Meanwhile, America's top diplomat is being sent to Rome, where he'll hope to patch up rocky relations with the Pope. Marco Rubio, who is a Catholic himself, will meet Leo XIV this morning. The pontiff's calls for peace in the Middle East haven't gone down well with the US president, where Donald Trump has repeated this unproven claim about the pontiff.
Whether I make him happy or I don't make him happy, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And he seemed to be saying that they can, and I say they cannot.
Back home, social media and tech companies are to come before the Iraq This Children's Committee this morning. In recent weeks, the committee has heard submissions from youth councils and online safety advocates about a proposed ban on social media for under-16s. Meta, TikTok, Snapchat, Microsoft and Google will all appear before the committee, although Sony has declined an invitation to attend. X wasn't invited. Chair of the committee, TD Kira Kyo, says there are a number of issues to raise.
Snapchat, I want to talk to them about, you know, the streaks, you know, being really addictive for children and them, you know, being fearful that they're going to lose a streak. Or we heard some of the kids talking about being added into groups that they didn't want to be in. For TikTok, I think that one of the biggest things that came up over the last two sessions with the children was that automatic scroll feature.
The luxury cruise ship at the centre of a deadly hantavirus outbreak is expected to dock in Tenerife in around 3 days. However, the evacuation of those on board is not likely to begin until at least next Monday. Three people have died and a fourth is fighting for life in hospital, while a number of other passengers and crew with symptoms have been medically evacuated. Those remaining on board the MV Hondius will be quarantined when they arrive in the Canaries. Nika Alexander is from the WHO.
This isn't a new virus. It has been around. We've known about it for a good 30 years now. Every year, there are a few hundred cases in some parts of the world, a few thousand in other parts of the world. So we, as in the collective health community, knows how to manage this virus.
The Justice Minister is defending his communications strategy during last month's fuel protest. It follows criticism from the opposition over his decision to announce the deployment of the Defence Forces before an official request had been made for its assistance. It's also understood Defence Minister Helen McEntee wasn't made aware of the decision ahead of time. Jim O'Callaghan, though, says he has no regrets about his approach.
The form on December was sent at 9:30 a.m. I made an announcement, I think, at 8 a.m. So like the process was in hand, there were discussions within senior levels of government on the Wednesday evening and the Thursday morning, and I think it's important as a minister, particularly when I have political responsibility for An Garda Síochána Síochána, that I be transparent about important issues that the Gardaí are doing. If I wasn't, I'm sure you'd be criticising me. Why didn't you tell anyone?
Polling stations open this morning for people to vote in elections across Britain. Wales and Scotland will choose new members of their devolved parliaments. More than 5,000 council seats are up for grabs in an election being viewed as a test of Keir Starmer's future as British Prime Minister. A possible suicide note by Jeffrey Epstein has been released by a judge in New York. US law enforcement is yet to verify the document, which was made public in a case against the paedophile financier's former cellmate. It's understood to have been written before an attempt on his life in prison that Epstein survived. In business news, personal loan borrowing hit a record €2.9 billion last year, up almost 20%. That's according to the Banking and Payments Federation, which says more than 272,000 loans were drawn down in 2025, with strong growth across car finance, home improvements and green loans. Car loans topped €1 billion for the first time. Brian Hayes, CEO of the BPFI, says it remains to be seen if the Middle East conflict will negatively affect the figures this year.
Personal loans play a really important part of a bank's contribution to society. They are ostensibly for one-off events, for car loans or home improvements and the like. And I think we'll have to wait and see as we go through the year whether the increase in oil prices and gasoline costs is having a wider effect in terms of consumer confidence.
In entertainment news, Bonnie Tyler is recovering after being rushed to hospital for emergency intestinal surgery. Posting a story on the singer's Instagram account, her family say she's being treated by doctors near her home in Portugal. They say the 74-year-old surgery went well and are wishing her a full, swift recovery. And in sport, in soccer, Arsenal will face Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League final. The French side drew 1-1 with Bayern Munich in Germany, meaning they progress 6-5 on aggregate. Meanwhile, FIFA president Gianni Infantino has again defended the high ticket prices for this summer's World Cup. He insists it's more expensive to attend a college game in the US. The governing body has been criticised for using dynamic pricing. Some tickets for the final cost €2 million each. Infantino says revenue from the tournament helps fund global football development.
We are in a market in which entertainment is the most developed in the world. So we have to apply market rates. In the US, it is permitted to resell tickets.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.